26. Genesis chapter 26. If you need a Bible, raise your hand so you can follow along with us. You need to learn something. All right. Now, I might need a little more air. You know. I mean, I'm not going to hoop, but I might need a little bit more air. So, all right, that's all I'm going to say. I just dropped a hint. Okay. Praise the Lord. All right, Genesis chapter 26. I'll start reading at verse 1. Now there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went unto Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. So he's down there in Philistine country. And the Lord appeared to him and said, go not down to Egypt. Dwell in the land that I shall tell you of. Sojourn in this land, and I'll be with you. Anytime you see the word sojourn, it means walk around in it like you own it. Don't ever forget that. And I'll be with you. For unto thee and to thy seed will I give all these countries. And I'll perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I'll make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. And I'll give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed, underline that, obeyed my voice. He kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land in the same year and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks, possessions of herds, a great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. Verse 16, and Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for your house is bigger than mine. No, for thou art much mightier than we. Another translation says, go from us, go somewhere else, for you have become too rich and powerful for us. How would you like somebody to run you out of your neighborhood because you have become too rich and powerful for them? It's just making them look bad. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, we're living in a society today where it's been predominantly dominated by Babylonian culture. And Babylon is any society attempting to meet its needs without God. And that started back in Genesis chapter 10. It started back as a result of Adam's fall. You know, building a Tower of Babel in chapter 11. Now, this is what God brought Abraham out of. But that system, because Abraham only knew that system, was very attractive to him. So God had to tell him, don't go back into debt now that I got you out. Or don't go back into that. See, he had, because he knows it's where we were really trained at. I was raised in a house with a revolving account. And I'm not going to name the name of the company because you probably everybody knows it, but we had everything, you know. I slept in a bed that was on time. Y'all know what I mean by on time? It means that we were paying installments on it. I was wearing clothes, was still paying for, and so forth. And God knows that's the way we came out. But once he brings you out, don't go back. Amen. Don't go back. So what is God doing now with Abraham, or Isaac in this case? there was a famine in the land. And this system that we have here is very unpredictable. Why? Because one, its architect is not God. That this system that we're living in right now goes up and down, in and out. And so as a result of that, God wants to give you something that you can count on. And so what he does is he brings you out of that system and gives you a totally different system. Now remember what it says, and that Abraham obeyed my commandments and my laws. Let's see one of the laws that we're talking about here. Let's go over to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. How many believers I have in the house today? Believers in here. Praise God. All right, in Romans chapter 8, look what it said in verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Once Adam sinned, the law of sin and death came into the earth. The law of sin and death. And once he sinned, that was where men were. They were headed towards death. And this law of sin and death, most people are cooperating with that law today. It's the curse. And because they don't know how to get out of it. But he is showing Abraham and Isaac and the seed of Abraham how to operate above this law. He's saying here that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, what is the law of the Spirit of life? It's the law of the Holy Ghost. It's the law of the Word of God, because the Spirit of God and the Word of God always agree. So it's saying that if you operate in what I tell you, you'll be free from the law of sin and death. Say amen to this. So in this particular case, if I can explain that law to you, here I am flying an airplane. And as I fly that airplane, I can calculate before I start the engines how long I'm going to have to go down that runway before the airplane leaves the ground. It's got a calculator. It measures the weight of the airplane. It knows the density of the air. It'll tell me exactly. And it'll hit it almost exactly to the foot. So here I am, I slide up the thrust, the airplane. Now the airplane's tooling along the runway. All of a sudden, it's time for me to lift the nose wheel off the ground. I lift it off the ground, and the airplane starts to fly. The coefficient of lift takes over, and the force of lift just brings me right on up. Now, wait a minute. Gravity is still pulling, but it can't pull me because I got another law working. You got what I'm saying? It's still there. You got what I'm saying? So depression, recession, mortgages, all this stuff, that problem is still there, but it won't affect me because I got something going for me now called the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Now you follow what I'm saying? So that's that law that you and I want to get under, because in that law, you can predict what's coming tomorrow. What's coming tomorrow is blessing. What's coming tomorrow is increase. What's coming tomorrow is harvest. Are you following what I'm saying? Totally predictable. That's one thing about a law. A law is something that works all the time the same way, but it's also something that you can use the elements of that law to predict the outcome. So in this, four laws work for flying. Law of lift, law of drag, law of thrust, and the law of gravity. Those four laws. So the people who experimented with it, the Wright brothers and all these folks, they had to learn how to use those laws. And the Wright brothers, when they first started, it was just a little paper airplane or whatever have you, but now it's a jumbo jet. Same law, hadn't changed. And that law was in the Garden of Eden. Say amen to that. So that it was there all the time. It's not something new that God put in the earth. So the law of prosperity has already been here. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has already been here. So God just wants you to get a hold of that law. Let go of the other law. Now understand, the other law is more comfortable because you've been trained there. But get out of that, because that'll take your mortgage. That'll make mortgages overdue. That'll make people not be able to predict what's coming in the future. But come over here to this law. Now you gotta by faith come over here. Because everything in you starts crying for that old wine. But you gotta understand, God's taking you into some new wine now. Y'all know what I mean by new wine. Amen. I ain't talking about drinking now, I'm talking about some new wine. So my point to you is, isn't that interesting? So over in 1 Kings chapter 17, it's kind of interesting because a woman had a choice, and God always leaves you with a choice. In verse 8, it says, and the word of the Lord came in him saying, came to this prophet, get to the Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, dwell there, for I have commanded a widow woman there to take care of you. So he arose and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the city, the widow woman was there. She was gathering sticks. And he called her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in your hand. And she said, now as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake but a handful of meal in the barrel and a little oil in a cruse. Now I'm gathering two sticks that I may go and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and what? Die. So what law was she operating under? Sin and death. Now watch her change laws. Keep going. And Elijah said to her, fear not, because that's the thing you want to hit now, because fear will make you stay in that old law. Fear not, go and do as I said, but make me thereof a little cake first. Now bring it to me, and after that, make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord. Now watch this. This is the law taking place here. He's given a law. The God of Israel, the barrel of your meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of all fail, until the day the Lord sends rain upon the earth. Look at that. And she went and obeyed according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house, baby Huey, ate many days. Amen. One of them Eden teenagers. Praise the Lord. Now, what am I saying to you? Look what she did. She had to obey, but watch this. She had to get rid of fear. And I think to follow God, you can't follow him with fear. Because the word of God doesn't make sense, it makes faith. And you got to understand, it's faith that you want to get to where God wants you to go. Luke chapter 6 and verse 38 says this in big letters. Give! Praise God. That's the law right there. Give! And it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall men give into your bosom. Isn't that wonderful? So I'm saying for you right now, get out of the death cycle and get over into the life cycle. God has a place for you to go, and he wants to take you there starting today. Give the Lord a praise and prepare your tithes and your offering. Praise God. All right. We have a special program for you today. We're looking at July the 4th. And said, well, this is a time for us as a church.